This is HPR episode 1951 entitled, Some Additional Bash Tips, and is part of the series, Bash Scripting. It is hosted by Dave Morris, and is about 40 minutes long. The summary is, more about expansion in Bash, this time arithmetic expansion.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello everyone, this is Dave Morris. Today's episode is another one in my series about Bash, continuing the subject of expansion. I've called it Some Additional Bash Tips. I wish now I'd numbered these ones, because might have made more sense, but never mind. So last episode in this mini-series was 1903, and we looked at the various types of expansion that occur when a bash script or pipeline on the command line or whatever is being executed. And I listed all the various types of expansion. We got as far as looking at tilde expansion, 1903, and then command substitution. So today, well, before I say that, there are three more, possibly four more items to cover in this list. Arithmetic expansion is what I'm looking at today, and it might take another two episodes to cover the rest. I don't know. These things tend to be longer than I expect them to be when I come to do them. And one small note while I'm on the subject of these notes. I've got long show notes for this episode, of course. So my side note is that I have change the way I'm doing my examples. In previous notes, I have indicated the command to type and the result of typing the command in a different way. The result, I've put a minus and a greater than in front of it to show what it is. This time round, I'm going to show the command as if it was being typed to a prompt, and the prompt would be a dollar prompt. So if you see a line beginning dollar space and then a command, that's what you would type, and the stuff that follows would be what comes back from typing the command. In most cases, my examples produce some sort of output because I'm using them to demonstrate an idea and so forth. I think this method I'm using from now on is probably less ambiguous than the one before. It was pointed out to me that the previous way of doing it was a bit hard to follow in all cases. Anyway, getting on with the actual subject, arithmetic expansion. So this is a type of expansion that takes an arithmetic expression and returns the result. So you can see the first example here shows that you need to start such an expansion with a dollar sign, two open parentheses, the expression, and then two closed parentheses. So I've given an actual example, which is dollar space echo space dollar double open parentheses 42/5 close parentheses twice. What that's doing is it's dividing 42 by 5, and the answer comes out as 8. Now this is integer arithmetic, as you will have gathered from that result. The fractional part is thrown away. I thought it was worth putting in at this point that if you really want to do full if you want a full fractional result to this, then you can use the BC command. This was covered in Dan Washko's Linux in the Shell series, which was done as HBR show number 1202. And there's an example showing, I won't read these all out in huge detail, but I'll summarize them as I go. Essentially, you need to use echo to prepare an expression which you then pipe to BC. So the example shows echo followed by, in quotes, double quotes, scale equals 2, semicolon. BC can take multiple commands to it. It's a whole language in itself. So semicolon, as I said, space 42/5, close quote. Then a space, not really necessary, but that's what I've got. Vertical bar, which is the pipe symbol, space BC. So if you do that, it puts that sends that expression, which is really a little program, to BC, and you get back 8.40. The scale equals 2 bit says to BC that you want 2 decimal places in your result. By default, it returns you an integer result. In the example I showed, I used echo to report back the result of the expression I just explained to you, and I put it inside a command substitution. That was slightly silly, though it was just to make the point, really. If you were doing this for real in a script or something, you'd probably set a variable to the result of that echo into BC pipeline. And I've got an example there that shows how you would do that, and then you'd echo that variable. So when you're doing arithmetic expansion in Bash, the expressions that you use don't just have to contain numbers. They can also contain Bash variables. Usually when you do this, you use just the plain name of the variable. You don't put a dollar on the front. Remember that we looked at this way back in this series, where if you put a dollar in front of the variable name, that means substitute in the contents of that variable. So I've shown in my example x being set to 42, then an echo space dollar 2 open parentheses x/5, x divided by 5, close parentheses, and the answer comes back as 8. Now, if you put a dollar on front of that x, you'd have got the same result. There are, however, potential pitfalls of doing this. The expression inside the double parentheses is subject to variable expansion, as you might expect. So dollar x means expand the contents of x. So in the example I've just cited, it would, the contents were 42, so it would have substituted 42 in, and the result would have been the expression 42/5, 42 divided by 5. That's okay, but there are some potential pitfalls, as I'll come on to a bit later on. Now, if a variable is null or unset, and we're back to using it without the leading dollar, then it evaluates to 0. It's interpreted as 0 by Bash. If it was empty and you use the dollar to substitute it, you would end up most likely with an invalid expression. The value of a variable is always interpreted as an integer. If it's not actually an integer, but it's, say, for example, a text string, then it's treated as 0. I didn't find this documented, actually. So I'm mentioning it here because this was the result of doing a little bit of experimentation. I show an example where I set a variable called str, short for string, equal to an A in double quotes. Then I echo using arithmetic expansion, dollar, open parenthesis, str times 2, close parentheses twice, of course, and the answer comes back as 0. So it's taken that letter A, has treated it as 2, multiplied it by 2, and of course the answer is 0. And then the second example in this group is setting it to the string 0x capital A, in quotes again. Now, if you put that into the arithmetic expansion expression, then the answer is 20. The reason for that is that 0x capital A is interpreted as a non-decimal number. So I go on to explain a bit about this now in the notes. So there are a whole range of non-decimal numerical constants available in Bash. So any number that begins with a 0 and is followed by digits is taken to be octal. Hexadecimal numbers are denoted by a leading 0 lowercase x or 0 capital X. So my previous example was hex A, which is 10. Multiplying that by 2 gives me 20. Be aware that the way in which octal constants are written, that is that leading zero followed by digits, it can lead to unexpected outcomes. I mention this because I've been bitten by this many times. Well, I was anyway in the early days when it just didn't seem like a logical thing to do. So my example here is quite long, a bit long to read out, but just to summarize it, I start off by setting a variable x to the number 010 and then echoing it in a arithmetic expansion expression. So dollar open parenthesis x close parenthesis, the answer comes back as 8. The reason for that, I'm sure you've worked that out, is that it's interpreted as an octal number. So octal 10 is 8 in decimal. And it's always reporting these back as decimal, of course. So then I show an example where I might have typed the number 018 and set that into a variable and then tried to echo it back again as a number using the arithmetic substitution expansion thing, and I get an error back from Bash saying that 018 value too great for base. So what it's saying is this: I'm interpreting this as an octal number, but you can't have eights in octal, they only go from 0 to 7 in the digits. So I also showed how you could easily fall into that trap by using printf minus v followed by x. What that does is it uses printf to format text or a number or whatever and put it into the variable x. And in the format string, I've got open double quotes %03d. That's a way of saying you want to print a number, you want it to be three digits wide, and you want leading zeros, \n for new line, and when it's done it, and then close double quotes and give it the number 19, decimal 19. So processing that, well, the printf will produce 019, and putting that into an echo followed by an arithmetic substitution will produce a similar sort of error to the one I just mentioned, because 019 treated as an octal number is illegal. But you can see how easy it might be to generate such numbers and then try and process them in this way and suddenly find, what? Why is 19 illegal? And forget that perhaps that leading zero means it's interpreted as octal. There's also a complete system within Bash of defining numbers with bases between 2 and 64. And to do that, you put in a base, a numeric base, followed by a hash mark, followed by a number in that base. So if the numeric base and then the hash is omitted, then it's assumed that it's a base 10 number, that is a decimal number. Or it could also be an octal number if it begins with a 0, or a hexadecimal number if it begins with 0x. The number that follows the base hash sequence is can use characters to represent the different digits that are possible in the different bases. And same way as if you're typing in a hexadecimal number, like the one we saw before, the hexadecimal A is actually representation of decimal 10. So the characters that you can use in Bash are the letters lowercase a to lowercase z and uppercase a to uppercase z and the at sign and the underscore sign. The reason I've spelled them out so clearly, hopefully anyway, is that they're not sequential through the ASCII set, but it makes sense to do it that way. Now, one of the things I discovered, it's not all that well documented in the man pages, but messing around with it, I discovered that the context in which these number formats with the base thingy are understood by Bash are a bit limited. So I show an example where I'm setting x equal to 16 hash capital F. So that's way of representing a hexadecimal number F. So I then try and echo that, just echoing $x. And of course, well, not of course, but what I get back is the number, the sequence, the strings, 16 hash F. So Bash has not converted them, but treated it like string. There's another example as well, which sets x to 0xf, which is using the other format for representing hexadecimal. Echo that, and you get 0xf. So it's treating them as string. There are other ways, actually this is quite a big subject, which I'm not covering here particularly deeply. There are other cases where you can force Bash to actually treat these consonants as the numbers they represent. And there's a declare verb. You can, there's an example here that shows declare minus I, followed by a variable I've called II with two capital I's, and set that to equal to 16 hash f. So what that's actually done is it's declared this variable II, capitals. Why did I choose this? It's really hard to speak to describe in words. Anyway, I must remember this in future. It's declared it explicitly. Usually these things are done implicitly. It's declared it and said it's an integer. It's only to hold integers. So setting it to that value, 16 hash f, says it's an integer, put this value in, which you understand, don't you, Bash? And then if you echo that variable, you get back the answer 15. So it has, in this case, interpreted it. I think that's because the variable is declared as an integer type variable, as opposed to the usual type, which are sort of a general purpose and don't have any specific attributes to them. So Bash doesn't know when you're setting them, whether you're trying to set a numeric value or a string. There's also a let command, L-E-T, which will can also be used for setting variables. So I show an example where I use let space x equals 16 hash f, then echo $x and get back the answer 15. So that's another case where this has interpreted the base hash number thing when setting the value. Now these things like declare and let and some other things are all part of what tends to be called shell arithmetic. And although we're looking at this to some degree in this show, we're not going to go into a lot of detail. I'm thinking that maybe I need to talk more about this subject later on in the series. Now, if you do the next example here, which is setting x to just plain x equals 16 hash f, then if you echo the contents of x through the arithmetic expansion syntax, dollar, open parenthesis, x, close parenthesis, you get back 15. So the arithmetic expansion syntax does force the correct interpretation to take place. I digress a little bit at this point in my notes to demonstrate a little bit of Bash, a very small script that could be used to examine the decimal values that you get with different sorts of notations. The bases that you're allowed? Yes, I did. The bases that you're allowed vary from 2 to 64. And what I thought I'd do is just demonstrate numbers to base 64 and just run through them all the single digit numbers in that range, just to show you how you can visualize them. So I've got a for loop. What I've done here is I've written it out as if it's the sort of script that you'd put in a file. So it starts with a hash exclamation mark line, which hopefully you can see. I won't read it out. Then there's a for loop, which is setting a variable x. So it's a for x in. And then following the in word, there are a bunch of expressions, and these are brace expansions. So I've put in there open brace 0.9 close brace space open brace lowercase a .z lowercase z, of course, close brace space open brace capital A .. capital Z close brace, then an at space, then an underscore semicolon space do. So what that loop is saying is that to set x to all of the values from 0 through 9, lowercase a through z, uppercase a through uppercase z, at sign and an underscore. And then the next line says n equals, and then in quotes, 64 hash dollar x, close quotes, double quotes, that is. So what that's done is it's made a base 64 expression, constant really, out of the variable x. Then we echo the string in double quotes dollar $n, so we want to see what n is actually set to, which will be just be that string that we just used, equals dollar open parenthesis n close parenthesis close double quote. So you should therefore get things like, and there's some examples in the notes, 64 hash 0 equals 0, not too surprisingly. But more interestingly, 64 hash capital Y equals 60, all the way to 64 hash underscore equals 63. So a number to base 64 written as 64 hash underscore actually means decimal 63. So it's actually quite a big subject, which I've digressed into here, but we could do a lot more about this, as I've already said. I'll stop at this point. So let's look at what can actually go in between these double parentheses in an arithmetic expansion. It's written down as being an arithmetic expression, and it's documented in the Bash man page under the heading Arithmetic Evaluation, partly because the same syntax is used in the whole larger subject of shell arithmetic. So I've included that particular piece of the man page in the notes for your edification. It's a big man page, so it takes a fair bit to scroll to. I thought it might be useful if you had it in these notes. So you can do a lot of quite useful and interesting things in an arithmetic expression. In fact, there's a lot to be said here, which I could go on and on about, but I'm trying to restrict myself to a subset of it. But I wanted to cover some of the elements of it, just to give you a better understanding of it. First of all, we'll deal with pre and post increment and decrement. Now, if you look at the man page, you'll see this heading, and they're not really very well explained. It's assuming you know what they mean. The operators here increment or decrement the contents of a variable by one, and the pre and post effect, remember it's pre and post increment and decrement, pre and post bit says whether the operation is performed before or after the value is used. So I've listed a bunch of examples, hopefully to make this clearer. So my example sets a variable which I've called val, V-A-L, equal to 87. Then it's followed by an echo, where the echo is a quoted, double quoted string, and inside the string is dollar, open parenthesis, plus plus val, close parenthesis, and then space dollar val. So the idea was that the arithmetic expansion would be used, and it would use one of these pre and post thingies, and then you'd see the actual value thereafter, because it's actually changing this variable. Okay, so take that first example where we're using plus plus val inside the arithmetic expansion. What that's saying is increment this value before you display it. So it started out as 87, we increment it and it becomes 88. We see it in the output from the echo. Then we look at the contents of val after that expression's been executed, and it's 88, we know that, not too surprising. So the next example uses a pre-decrement, which is minus minus val, so it's all right, we just set it to 88, so the answer comes back as 87, and that means that the val itself has been changed to that value, and we show that as part of the echo. It's the same line, but with different operations inside. So the third one, we're using val, of course, again, but this time it's val plus plus. So that's a post increment. Sorry, I'm getting confused now. So it was 87. So when the result of val plus plus is, we get back the value of val before it was incremented. So we can see 87, and then afterwards, the variable val contains 88. So the result of the echo is 87 followed by 88. And the last example is similar, but we're using a post decrement. So we know that val is currently 88 in the example. So we do val minus minus, and then we show the contents of val. So the answers we get back are 88 and 87. So it was 88 when it went into the val minus minus post decrement, and then it was reduced to 87, so showing the contents of val results in 87. It's actually a bit confusing to hear read out. I think if you can look at the example, you might find that it explains things better. Now, the pre and post increment and decrement operators need variables, not numbers, because it's all about taking a variable, doing the thing to it, and saving that the result. So I show another example of how if we set a variable we call in myvar equal to 128, then we echo in dollar, open parenthesis, plus plus, myvar, close parenthesis, we get back 129. So it's incremented the result and has reported what happened. Now, if instead of that we'd put a dollar in front of myvar, then it would have caused the contents of myvar to be substituted rather than the name of the variable. So that can, it's either syntactically invalid to do that, or it can lead us to weird effect. So I show an example where I use echo and then an arithmetic expansion using dollar $myvar minus minus, and I get back a bash error saying syntax error, operand expected, and it's saying, you know, what I see is 129 minus minus. That means nothing. The reason why it can lead to unwanted effects is that if you were doing a pre-decrement, for example, my next example shows myvar being set to 128, and then we use the expression minus minus dollar $myvar, and the answer we get back is 128. So what's happened there is that the substitution has resulted in the sequence minus minus 128. What that actually means is negative 128 then made negative. So in other words, the two minus signs cancel one another out. So you can see there's loads of scope for confusion if you do this. So the reason I'm hammering on about this is because if you're into this sort of stuff, you really need to bear in mind which of the operators work on the variable names and which work on or can work on numbers. So my examples skip around a bit between the various operators. I treat unary minus next, which is just putting a minus sign in front of the variable, and it just changes the sign of it. So my example shows minus int being set to 16, and then we use minus int, and the answer we get is minus 16. Exponentiation is the next example. We're assuming that int is available throughout all these examples, and we use the expression int star star 2, so that means raised to the power of 2. Remember, int was 16, so 16 to the power of 2 is 256. 16 squared, in other words, 16 squared is 256. Now, the expressions that you can place inside this dollar open parenthesis, close parenthesis, arithmetic expansion thing can be any arbitrary complexity. So I show an example next where I'm using int to the power of 2, so it's int star star 2 plus 3. Then I want to get the remainder after division by 5, so I needed to put the int to the power of 2 plus 3 in parentheses, otherwise the percent operator, the remainder operator, would apply to the 3 rather than to the result of that expression. So I needed parentheses there, and that's as you would expect it to be. I go on to talk about the bitwise shift and bitwise OR features, operators I guess they would be. So here my example is using int, and then the bitwise shift to the right is two greater than signs followed by a 1, which means shift the contents of int by 1 bit to the right. So 16 is shifted to the right by 1, which is the equivalent of division by 2, and the answer is 8. And I talk about how you would visualize that in binary. 16 is binary 10000. That's 1 followed by 4 zeros. So shifting it to the right once returns 1000, 1 followed by 3 zeros, which is binary 8, decimal 8, I mean. Next one is int shifted to the left one place. So shifting 16 to the left once returns a 1, in binary terms, returns a 1 followed by 5 zeros, which is 32 in decimal. And that's the answer you get. Then I show how you could use bitwise OR, where I take int, shift it left by 1, and then OR it with 8. So 16 shifted left 1 is 32. Binary ORing 8 to it is, in binary, it is 1 followed by 5 zeros, OR'd with 01 followed by 30. And the answer to that is 101000, which is decimal 40. It's actually 32 plus 8. Now do the same thing using hexadecimal. So I've got a printf, and the printf is using the percent hash x format, which says print the number that you've been given in hexadecimal format with a 0x on the front of it. In fact, it's lowercase x means you get 0 lowercase x. Then there's a backslash n, which causes a new line to be generated. And the expression I'm feeding it is another arithmetic expansion. In fact, it's the one we just saw. It's the one that contains int shifted left one place, OR'd with 8. And the result you get back is hexadecimal 2828, I suppose would be best to call it. So you can visualize that in binary as 0010 for the 2 and 1000, which represents the 8. So it's the same as the previous answer, it's just that hex is a more helpful way of visualizing it. In this list, there's also a conditional operator, and I thought I should have a go at explaining that. So conditional operator in Bash is similar to the sort of things you see in other languages, in C and so forth, but it only operates with integer values. Its layout is an expression which has to return a value which can be interpreted as true or false, so 0 or 1, followed by a question mark, followed by another expression which returns a numeric value, a colon, and a third expression. So if the first expression returns true, then the second expression in the list is returned. If it returns false, then third expression in the list is returned. So my example is moderately complicated. What I've got is really a little script, except it's not written out as a script, it's just a bunch of commands. I set a variable myvar to equal to the result of the expression int shifted left three places, and that's in an arithmetic expansion. So what that is the same as multiplying it by 2 three times, so the answer will be 128. That's then followed by an array declaration, msg, message, equals, open parentheses, then there are three strings separated by spaces, close parentheses, and the strings are, in single quotes, under 100, between 100 and 200 is the second string, and the third string is over 200. Third line is range equals, and here we come to the conditional operator. So range is being set to an arithmetic expansion expression, which is dollar, open parenthesis, my var greater than 100. So that's the first expression of the triple, my var greater than 100. And so we're asking, is my var greater than 100? Follow that with a question mark. Then the first expression that follows that, the one that will be executed if the value is true, is another conditional operator, which I'll come back to in a minute. And the one that is returned if it's false is just a simple plain zero. So that's all closed with two closing parentheses. So that second second expression in this conditional operator is another arithmetic expansion, which is a dollar, open parenthesis. Here we have first expression in the triple is my var greater than 200, question mark, followed by a 2, colon 1. So the whole thing is saying if my var is greater than 100, then the second arithmetic expansion is used, which then tests to see if my var is greater than 200. If it is, the result returned is 2, otherwise the result returned is 1. And if the original thing was less than 100, then 0 is returned. So the result of all that is that range is set to 0, meaning that my var is under 100, 1 means between 100 and 200, and 2 means over 200. So the echo which follows in this example consists of the string in double quotes, my var equals dollar my var. So we're going to see what the current value of my var is. We comma space range equals dollar range. We're going to want to see what range came back from the value came back from that that horrible expression. Finally, message colon space, and then that's followed by dollar open brace MSG square brackets dollar range close square brackets close brace close double quotes. So that, you will recall hopefully, is the way that you get an array element in Bash, and we're getting an element out of the array MSG and we're indexing it by whatever value came back from the computation of range. So my example, I show what actually is returned, and we get back my var equals 128. Not surprisingly, we knew that was what it was going to be. Range equals 1. Well, 128 is between 100 and 200. And the message that's returned, the contents of that MSG array, is the string between 100 and 200. So it's quite a contrived example, but it hopefully conveys the sort of thing that can be done with this type of thing. Why would you want to do it this way? I suppose I tend to do this, but I mean, you could make it a lot more explicit by using if-then type structuring in your script. But this thing exists and it's nice to use, I find anyway. I follow this with another example of that sequence of setting my var, setting range, and echoing the result of everything. But this time, I change my var to int shifted 4 places to the left. In other words, it's 16 times 2 to the 4, which is 256. And then we recalculate range. We don't need to reset MSG because it's already been set previously. Recalculate range and use it in the same echo as we did last time. We get back my var equals 256, range equals 2, message over 200. So, like I said, these are somewhat contrived and maybe not. They're not all that robust. It's easy to break this. But you can see the principle. You could use this to make a script do something, classifying numbers in various ways, all sorts of things you could do. I want to look at, finally in this talk, I want to look at assignment, use of assignment in arithmetic expressions. You can set variables within these expressions, and there are some other assignment operators available to you if you do that. So I've got my first example, a group of examples, is setting x equal to, and here's a base expression, so 1 2 hash 2 0, so that's the number 2 0 in base 12, and it's in an echo, so echoing that back comes back to 24. So 2 0 to base 12 is decimal 24, and it's also set x to that value. It set it to it and also returned the value because there was an echo there. Then the next echo is x is echoing x star equals 2. So what that's saying in this assignment is set x to the result of multiplying x by 2, which, since it was 24, is 48, and x will now be 48. The final one, we do an echo. All of these are in arithmetic expressions, which I'm not reading out all the dollar parenthesis business, because I'm sure you're with me. So the last one is x percent equals 5. So that's a remainder type thing, and it's saying set x to the remainder of x divided by 5, which, since it's 48, is 3. Okay, so I've spelled this out in the notes. X is set to 20 base 12, and so on and so forth. Then the next example is demonstrating how you can set things to binary values if you want to. So I'm using b equals 2 hash 1000. So if you put that into an echo, then you get back 8, because that's binary 1 followed by 0. 3 zeros is 8. So that's 1000 to the base 2. See how that's pressing it. Then the next echo, it uses b vertical bar equals. That's using a bitwise OR assignment. So what that means is b is, it is to be set to itself ORed with the expression, which is 2 hash 10, which is 10 base 2, which is actually 2. So doing that, you get the answer as being decimal 10. If you think about what that is in binary, We started off with 1000. We ord 10 into that, so that turns that number into 1010, which is decimal 10. There isn't a simple way of printing binary numbers in Bash, unfortunately. If you have difficulty visualizing them, you can use BC. The BC program can display stuff to different bases. So I've shown an example. If you echo the string OBASE equals 2, O base, that means the output base, the base to use for output in BC. Follow that with a semicolon $B, so that echo was a string in double quotes, so we could put a $B inside it. Pipe that into BC, so B, remember, had been turned into the value decimal 10, and then we're asking BC to print out the contents of B, which is just substituted into the string using variable substitution. So what BC sees is O base equals 2 semicolon 10, sees that in decimal form. There is a way of feeding it with other bases, in fact, but we're feeding it in decimal, and we've asked it to return its results in base 2. So we see as a response to that 1010. So that's that can be useful. I used to work in binary quite a lot because I did quite a bit of machine code programming in my first job, but I have completely forgotten it. I used to know that 1010 was 10, but I've just forgotten. It's just fallen out of my head. So if you're having similar difficulties remembering stuff, then tricks like this can be useful. So I thought I'd include it. So that's it for today. I thought I was going to get further with this, but if you've stuck with me through to the end of this, then you can see why I'm leaving it here, because these things are a lot more detailed than you think they're going to be. Okay, that's it then. See you next time. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.